Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
River God,
only once the water passes through.
Lord, I'm just me up. I am so full just hearing that, just the words. Oh, and the way Bridget handled those lyrics. I told her once, I said, you know, it's like you just, I told her, I said, it's like you make yourself available and you say, God, go ahead and sing your song. She makes herself available for God to sing through her. Oh, my God. She said, I'm just a stone. She's reminding us that we won't be smooth until the waters passes through, until the river of life passes through us. So you can't experience your smoothness or your greatness or your godness or goddessness unless you allow yourself to experience life. And you get all this life experience that just polishing you, buffing you, buffing you, making you smoother. And sometimes you're like, good Lord, why are you rubbing me the wrong way? No, they're rubbing you the right way. So you can understand that all is well right here, right now. But sometimes, just got to take a breath. Say, right now, I'm about to slap you, but I'm going to do something different. You know, for me and my house, we're going to serve love. You get an attitude about it. You know, I really want to slap you because you're rubbing me the wrong way. But for me, my house, my consciousness, my environment, I am going to focus on love. River rolling God. I just love songs I can play. After I play, I'm like, show is done. I got something just before the show that, you know, this show is like a filling station. It's a place where people get to fill up, to raise their vibration. I needed to hear that. It's like, I got it now. I'm okay. All I need to do is just make sure there's enough gas for people to top up and fill up and move from here. So I can just relax. Yes, Bridget Bryan, thank you, my sister. Her website address is BridgetBryan.com. That's BRIDGETTE, Bridget. And the last name is Bryant. BRYANT, BridgetBryan.com. Rolling River God. Whoa. I want to welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference. You make a difference. Don't even ask how. Just know it. Just accept it. Just be it. Just recognize it. That you make a difference. Simply because you exist. Simply because you're alive. Simply because you are here. Simply because you are that place where God gets to express himself, herself, itself. You're God in the flesh. I mean, just sit with that for a minute. I keep saying this, and I got to say it again. No matter what is going on in your world, no matter how terrible you think you are, no matter how much you think you're getting it wrong, you haven't mastered whatever, you are God in the flesh. And if you don't see it, if it doesn't make sense, if you're debating it, then you need a little bit more shifting in consciousness. And I just invite you to just stop, drop, and let it unfold. Stop, drop, and unfold. And when you do that, you stop. You're like, okay, I don't know. I don't know if I make a difference. I don't know if I am that place where God gets to express himself, herself, itself. Oh, I can't even say it. Him works for me. That's okay. I don't care what you say. If you're just struggling with that, just remember this. Every moment is an opportunity to play your life song over again. From the beginning with a new tune, thought, and a new set of beliefs. Every moment is an opportunity to play your life song over again from the beginning with a new tune, thought, and a new set of beliefs. That's from Glenda's book, Soul Songs from an Urban Messenger. poems and prose of love, inspiration, and self-renewal. Glenda, our own Glenda Springer. What a journey. And she's going to be interviewed. We'll tell you more about that. When you remember that every moment is an opportunity to play your life song over again from the beginning with a new tune, thought, and a new set of beliefs, then you can really grasp the theme for today. As for me and my house, we will serve love. You can choose again. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and we are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. You can find it on iTunes. Subscribe on iTunes, Life Conversations, and you can download the shows. Will download automatically onto your computer and all that other good stuff. Or if you have the iBuddies, the iTeam, iPhone, iPad, download the podcast app, APP, application, not OPP, APP. Stop it. Too early. Focus. And then you can have the shows downloaded. Or if you don't do the, if you're not with the I team, but you're with the we team, because we like to just tap into who we are and know that, you know, we're extraterrestrial. I'm hanging with the Android folks. Because I'm a humanoid. Then you can go to lifeconversationsradio.com, lifeconversationsradio.com. I just make stuff up. Why not? That's what life is about. You make it up. And it doesn't matter. Sometimes if you're good at making your stuff up, people won't buy it and swear by it until somebody else makes another stuff up and say, nah, they were close, but that's not quite it. That's what life is about. We're making up. We're making stuff up. But the stuff is good because the stuff helps us to shift. It's all good, you know. It is all good. I want to welcome all of you listening on the phone line. Those of you listening on the archive and in the chat room, online, wherever you're listening from, even if you're not in the human body, but you can still hear the show. Thank you. For Saggy is in the house. Glenda is in the house. Glenda's in the house. Hey, Glenda. And I just read something from your book. Were you blushing? I bet you were blushing. And we have Binds, I guess. Welcome. Celeste's running a little bit late today. She's running to get to the studio. This is her last one. If she's late one more time, ain't nothing I'm going to do about it. But she's going to be joining us real soon. the number is 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. What are you moving through? What are you going through? What are you growing through? Who are you serving? God or mammon? Who are you serving? God or money? Who are you serving? God, love, or the enemy? You have a choice. And the idea of when we talk about being the light, because being the light means recognizing who you are. And sometimes you forget, but that's part of the plan. But we'll talk more about that. Let's just keep rolling, and we may... Oh, Glenda got something to say? Ooh, it's on now. That's right. Today's a lovely show. We just let love unfold. We let it unfold and just trust that very moment. What do I need to tell you? The number is 347-426-3346. I told you that. For your questions, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disbeliefs, your challenges... Just bring it on. This is the House of Love, and the intention is to support you on your transformational journey. We need each other. If you're stuck, we're all stuck, because you might be the one that has just what the rest of the community needs. So we can't worry about them. They're stuck. They're left behind. They're late. You know, we get somewhere else and we say, where is North? Oh, I'm not good at North, South, East. I need a GPS, but we don't have a GPS. And then we realize it's you that can just stand up and just tap in and say, this is north, this is west, this is east, this is south. So that's why you're stuck. We're all stuck. We need each other. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to call in afraid, shy, and all that other stuff, I understand being shy. Trust me, I do. And I always say this, y'all don't believe it. But, you know, I don't care if people believe it. I know that's a story I tell myself. I am. I am shy. But I was watching Barbara Streisand a few days ago. I think it was on one of those TV shows. They're not getting any plug from me because I refuse to. But anyway, she was talking about how shy she is. You know, and it makes sense to me, but somehow we think because people are on stage, you know, they're doing what they do, they're not shy. You know, there's a part of me just like, oh, once I'm done, I just want to be by myself. But anyway, how did we get there? Okay, I know how we got there. If you're shy, don't want to call, you don't want us to hear your voice, you can post your questions, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, all the other good stuff that you have that you're moving through on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, like page. We'll be happy to get to it. Make sure you post and put it on the new post. Don't post on the comment or on the post that we put up there. It's easy to find that way, okay? But if you don't do Facebook, can't get on Facebook or whatever the case be, your firewall is blocking you from Facebook or you're taking the Facebook fast, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio tab, and then there's a drop menu. It says Ask Life Coach at a. And just click on that, fill in the email. I'll be happy to address your questions, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, and all the other good stuff. Got it? Good. And around 1, maybe a little bit closer to 1:30-ish, we'll have Celeste Morgan join us with Celeste in a moment. And so stay tuned for that. This is the month of December. Our theme is being the light. Are you being the light? Are you shining? Are you looking for the light? Are you confused about the light? Are you feeling like I'm in the dark right now? I don't know what you're talking about. Well, guess what? This whole month is dedicated to you. I know that there is something that you're going to hear that will inspire you to recognize your light. It's not off. It's already shining. It's like the clouds. You know, when it's cloudy, it doesn't mean the sun is not out. The sun is always shining. Just because it's cloudy, just because it's snow, there's snow out there, the sun is always shining. There's nothing you can do about it. And that's what we're about, to remind you that the sun is always shining, and so are you. And even when you're going through a rough patch, even when your life is cloudy, even when you're not feeling so hot, even when you're feeling heavy, you don't know why you feel what you feel. When you feel tired, you want to sleep, but you got to go to work, or you're feeling irritated, it's okay. It's okay. There's so much going on that your intellectual mind can't even try and understand. So don't beat yourself up, because you are connected to the one voice, the one sound, the universe. Some people say the multiverses. There's so many. I mean, you're connected to so much that you can't even wrap your own mind around. And the truth is, life is a mystery. So whatever you're feeling, somebody else is feeling it in your family, in your neighborhood. Just trust the process. Just say, you know what, I feel like, but for me and my house, my consciousness, I will serve love. I'm going to love myself while I'm feeling all that I'm feeling. I'm going to love others, and if I feel to just pull myself away from a lot of noise, I will do that, because I'm choosing to serve love. I'm choosing to be the light. It's all about going within and knowing that you are what you seek to be, seek to express. You are what you're looking for. There's nothing to run from, because there is nothing chasing you. And what you're running to, you're already there. You already have. You're already it. But this cosmic game called hide and seek, the universal hide and seek, it's like you need experiences to know that you are love, that you are God in action, that you are life in action. And that's why we're here. Going within, and speaking of within, speaking of within, on Friday, every Friday, you can listen to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. It's been syndicated. Whew. Who would have known? Yeah, on Within Radio. And to find out more, go to inspiredbroadcasting.com. If you're a new listener, deep breath. Have you played with yourself today? Have you purposely loved and appreciated yourself today? If not, get back to work and fill yourself up.
recognize you are it. You are the love you are looking for. Ambassador is here every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, so make sure you join her tomorrow. I'm feeling kind of playful. Hey, Glenda, how are you doing?
I should have been ready. Nope. You got me.
That's right. I told you. Pay attention.
I'm doing great, Ajay. How are you?
I am in love with love. I'm in love with life, and I am so grateful for this moment.
Oh, really? Me too. Me too. I was when you read that quote and affirmation from my book. You know, I was like, I wrote that. That came through me. Oh, that sounds. I said, this sounds so great, especially for, you know, what I happen to be going through right now. So it's an interesting ascension to the 21st, I think. I mean, I know for myself. I can speak for myself. Right. So it's good. It's good. I'm multitasking, but I think it's symbolic. I'm packing.
Okay.
I'm going to I'm not doing the big packing yet. But I'm going to my job's holiday party here in New York. Mm. And what's interesting about it is that I was just so anti, you know, socializing with my coworkers, you know, for the past few years. This is my fifth year there. And about, like, 6 weeks ago, I was like, you know, why not? It's a celebration. And now what it's turned out to be is not just a holiday celebration, which I truly ended up enjoying the process, looking for a dress, you know, all the things that we got to do. Looking for a dress, getting my nail done.
Yeah, I understand,
you know.
Girl. We got to find makeup, the right shoes,
yeah.
Girl.
Yeah. And these are not things that I normally do for this type of affair. But it is going to be my kind of going away party, too, right? You know, because I actually am going. January 6th, I'll be working in West London.
Yay!
And this is a journey. It's a journey. It's a journey. It's a journey. It's you know, it's interesting because I said yes. I remember I talked about it on the air, and then I told them no. That's the part that you guys didn't hear. I told them no because they wanted me to come sooner. And a real powerful thing happened. You know, when I said no, they wanted me to come sooner, and I felt that the sooner it wasn't anything that I could make. But it really was a whole bunch of other stuff bubbling up. And I had, on Sunday, I had this really significant, very emotional, powerful conversation with my younger brother. And I blurted out that, hey, you know, I rejected this offer to go to Florida. And he said, so why didn't you go? I would go. And what's so powerful about that is that, you know, this is not just me moving. The moving part is easy. It also has to do with, you know, the situation that I've talked about in terms of, you know, having one parent that is, you know, really, really advanced in a disease that's terminal, and the other parent that is, you know, showing signs of, if you want to say, senility himself. So it has not been an easy decision, you know. But what was interesting is when my brother said, hey, you know, I would go if I could go. You should go. Our mother would want you to go. Oh, my gosh, the river of tears. Mm-hmm. The river of tears for the relief in terms of the healing that was happening in that moment. That was Sunday, and I was still in the no phase. You know, I had already written an email and said no. But after we had that that healing session, because that's really what it was, I had this feeling. I said, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if this isn't over. And sure enough, the next day, which was Monday, this past Monday, I got a call, and they said, you know, we talked about it, we thought about it, and you can come January 6th. And I wanted to come January. So of course now, am I going to say no again? Because I said... I said, the thing was, oh, they want me to come December. My last day will be December 11th. I can't make that. But I think this may be in my next book. You know, not just this little snippet of a story, but everything that led up to this. So I'm really feeling very grateful, you know, wrapping my mind around what I'm doing, how it came about. This has been really 7 years consciously, I could say, in the making, or unconsciously, you know, and it's an interesting journey. Usually during the show, my brother's dog is in the background. I'm like his auntie. He even grew up on Life Conversations Radio. He's been listening for 2 years. And I have to say that he's pretty well behaved now. Before, I couldn't talk to you for so long without him doing something really nutty. You know,
well, that's what happens when you listen to this show. You're going to calm down. The dog is going to recognize, I'm just God fell backwards.
Yes.
I just need to chill.
Yes. So I'm very grateful. It was very, I was blushing when you read. You know, at first, the first couple of words, I was like, that sounds familiar. I was like, oh, my God, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wrote that.
But isn't that the thing? I mean, because the two stories from your book, it's like really the things that is within us to release. When we release it, it will come back and bless us. Sometimes we say it's not the perfect time, it's not the perfect condition, I don't have the money, I don't have that. But really what we're doing is blessing our own, is blocking our own blessing. You heard it. You said earlier at the beginning of the conversation was it's just appropriate for what you're moving through right now. This is something you wrote how long ago? And today you heard it and it reminded you of your own truth. You talk about your stories, the journey. Sometimes we judge ourselves. How could you say you want something? You announce on the radio that you're going, and now you're saying no. But sometimes it's just trusting the process, because if your mind is focused on love, if you choose to serve love, serve God, then you can do the wrong thing, and it will turn out right.
That is so true. That is so very, very true. Yeah. And I have to, like, bear witness. You know, you always heard me talk about, the house falling apart. Well, the room that needed the most work, you know, is now stripped down. Because yesterday, a cousin of mine, you know, this was in motion before, came and tore all of the broken tiles. It's stripped down. It's bare. That didn't happen until, like, the day after I said yes to leaving. So about an hour ago, I went in there. And I blessed it, and I prayed it, because I understood, you know, like, this is more than just, you know, fixing the floor. This is something else. It's all about timing. So, yeah, trusting the process. I'm going to hold on to that. Even that you could do the wrong thing. That's very powerful, Ade. That needs to be in your book. That should be in a chapter.
Okay.
You can do the wrong thing. And it turned out right if your intention is love. And my intention is love. I love my parents. I love my mother with all my heart. But, you know, in this situation, I was suffering. I should not be in New York City. I shouldn't be in this environment. I need to be in the sun. I need to be, you know, in a architecture, in a house that has a different architecture than what's happening. And what's deep is I tried to do the logical thing. For 2 months, I tried to find some place here in the surrounding area. I tried to stay in New York City. And the first hint that this wasn't working correctly is two of the areas that I was looking in, that I was strongly contemplating the move to, almost did put my money down to go to, got severely damaged with Sandy. Staten Island and Long Beach, three areas, Staten Island, Long Beach, and Far Rockaway, severely damaged. And before the storm came, though, all those things were blocked. One area, Far Rockaway, I never got an email response. Staten Island, the day I was supposed to go see and pay my deposit, I woke up like, you know, that's not, maybe I shouldn't do that. That's not a good idea, you know. And Long Beach, I never got a response. And about 7 days after all of that, then I saw why. Then I said, you know, me being me, I'll look for something in my surrounding area. I live in Brooklyn. I live in Crown Heights. I saw things that looked cool. I sent out emails. And, you know, it didn't quite gel. But then, you know, there was one day that I was frustrated, and I said, oh, let me look at my job's internal job board. I was frustrated because I'm like, I'm not finding anything. So I was just kind of like playing in consciousness because I said, oh,
right.
just, you know, and I see this opening. And I say, oh, I don't see this too often. They only post once every year or so. People don't hardly leave. And I started, you know, the voices like, oh, no, you better not. You have to get on. And I clicked on it anyway. Then I forgot about it. Yeah, because I'm on to something else. So about 10 days later, when they called and say, hey, we want you to come, I'm like, whoa. Now that it is a sealed deal, I wrote, you know, I had to sign a what you call a confirmation letter and fax it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It is interesting because it is falling into place.
Okay,
in
let me
really
ask you, what is
mm-hmm.
one thing? What is one thing that you discovered about yourself in all of this process, about yourself?
The first thing is coming up. See, I was gonna filter it. Is that I'm really amazing at manifesting. So I ought to really
don't even explain that. Just stop right there. Just stop right there, and I'm gonna leave you to sit with that because you didn't want to say it. So I want you to just sit with that. Don't say anything else. Don't explain it. Don't justify it. You said I'm really amazing at manifesting. Great at manifesting. Yes, sit
mm-hmm.
with that.
Yeah.
And I will hear more about your manifestation story December 18th with
Lecture
and Alan.
11th. December 11th.
Oh, yeah, 11th. Did I get it right? A week before, Ricky. December 11th. That's right, December 11th. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Ajay, have a great day. Thank you.
I will. Thank you, my sister friend. I appreciate you.
Okay.
Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. And today's theme is real simple. We'll come to Rebecca in a minute. As for me and my house, we will serve love. Now, those of you who may have come through their Christian upbringing, who maybe your process of stepping into the spiritual realm and developing a one-on-one relationship with God was through the Bible. That might sound familiar. But so those of you who don't know, I want to just read where that came from. It's actually, where it came from, or what it may be triggering, because I wasn't reading this yesterday when it came through me. It was a conversation I was having with Celeste. And I said, you know, as for me and my house, I am serving love. Because that's my intention. Because when that becomes my intention, then I don't get caught up in foolishness. I don't get caught up in competition. I don't get caught up in all the stuff. And even when I get caught up in my own stuff, I can say, wait a minute. So Joshua 24, verse 15, we're going to read the New King James Version. See, there's a New King James Version. There's an Old King James Version. So all of it's just versions. All spiritual books is just a version of God. So don't get caught up. This is the best. Anyway, I digress. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But guess what? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the law of the universe. As for me and my house, we will serve love. That's the theme. And when you start your day, when you just segment intend your life to be a life where you serve love, and that becomes the vision that pulls you, that becomes the vehicle that pulls you, that drives you around this path, this journey of life, no matter if you're going, if there's a detour, a roadblock, an accident, or heavy weather, you know that what is pulling you, what is driving you, what is moving you is love. So why wouldn't you? Your house, who is your house? What is your house? Your consciousness.
the people around you. Now, you can't be responsible for people around you, but if you set the intention, you know, for me, in my house and myself, we're serving love. You become the healing to the things that you see outside there in the world. There's really no outside, but you get what I'm saying. What you see on television, what you read in the newspaper, what you hear about people, what you hear about neighbors next door. Excuse me. You become the healer because you are choosing to serve love. Now, I want to read something to you as we continue, and I welcome all of you in the chat room. Tracy, welcome. Zobatron is in the house. Zoldman. Silent listeners disguised as guests. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And yes, Tracy, we need, can you serve breakfast for everybody, please? Alicia, welcome home. It's nice to see you. Thank you, all those of you listening on archive. Let me read something to you. When we talk about, as for me and my house, I will serve love, it's the simplest thing to do. Okay, I want to say something here. I want to say something here because I got to say, if I don't say now, I may not come back to it until after the show, and you may not hear it. I know you've seen stuff. I mean, I post stuff regularly if we're friends on Facebook. And it's, well, I don't know if it's amazing, maybe fascinating, maybe interesting, but whatever it is, I find it, well, interesting works. I find it interesting when there's a quote or something that I put up or other people put up that talks about forgiveness or being still, going in silence, and getting to know oneself, and when you listen to your heart is when you're tuned into God, and nothing is impossible. And people will say, that is so true, but it's not easy. I know that is true, but it's hard. It is not. That's a lie that you're telling yourself. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go one step deeper. When people say things like that, that it is true, but it's hard. It is true, but it's not always easy. It's because you don't believe it is true. You don't believe it is true, because if you believe it is true, then it won't even be a matter of hard. You're just like, amen. Amen. Preach, brother. Preach, sister. But when you find yourself saying, I know, but it's not easy, you don't believe it. You disagree? Try this, and you're free to disagree. I don't mind you disagreeing, because that's what it's about. We're here to raise each other's vibration, not each other's issues. But if I raise your issue and agitate you, that's good, and that's good too. But think about this. Think about this for a minute. If I gave you a lottery ticket, because we can all identify with money, if I gave you a lottery ticket, and I tell you that this lottery ticket is from, you know, you may be in the East, and the lottery ticket, they're only, you know, it's only in the West, and you have to go there and claim it, and it's the winning ticket. If you don't trust me, if you don't believe me, more than likely you take the ticket, but it will be like, I don't know. And if someone is with you and they say, are you going to go to California or wherever, Arizona or wherever it is, Washington State? You want to go that way, northeast, no, northwest, yeah, I don't care. But anyway, you get the picture, my mind playing games with me. If you don't really know me or don't really trust me or don't believe me, you'll be reluctant. You would say, I could sure use the money, but I just can't get there. I just can't get there. So there's something about you that don't trust. You don't trust, you don't believe that it's true. Now, that's one scenario. If I gave you a ticket and I told you that you're guaranteed, you won, it's over $100 million, and it's in another country, and you believe me, and you know it, and you just know there's no way I've been telling you all that BS unless it's true. Before I can finish telling you, you will snatch that ticket off of me, you will book a ticket, a flight, and find a way to get to, a way to claim the money. Now, how does that relate to what I just said earlier about it's hard? When people say, I know I'm supposed to get still, I know I'm supposed to forgive, but it's hard, it's because you don't believe it. You don't know it's true. You say it's true, but you lie. But the truth is, it's okay. We all lie. That's the truth. We all lie. So when you find yourself next time, whoever you are, if you're listening, good, and you, or whatever the conversation is, if someone is telling you something that you say, I know it's true, but it's not, it's difficult. No! What is difficult is the fact that you're saying it's difficult. So that will let you know to say, you know what? I just lied to myself there. You've been telling yourself a story. Bruce Lipton told us yesterday, if you want to change your subconscious mind, the programming in your subconscious mind, watch your life. Look at things that you're doing that is not working. So when you find yourself saying things, I know it's true, and I really believe you, but it's hard, that's you playing all programming. Go in there and delete that sucker. I'm feeling, I want to say that other word, but I'm being nice. Not that I haven't said it before, but I'm being nice because I want to invite everybody, and I don't know who is listening. But anyway, so just want to leave that with you. Chew on that for a minute. Then I want to read something, because when you know this to be true, what I'm about to read, when you know this to be true, it is easy to be love. It's easy to serve love. It's easy to just be you. Easy, meaning, you know, in the mind we can say, well, you know, if I'm angry, then I'm not being loving. Sometimes you can be angry. Sometimes it's the love that causes you to be angry. A mother, if something was done to their child, they get mad. Like, how dare you treat my child like that? Sometimes mother will say, I don't know why I got that upset, but that's my baby. But if we don't judge it, you know, we get intellectual on the talk shows. Well, that's just not the right way to do. Is that a good way to set an example? Shut the flip up. Because sometimes when we're caught in the moment, logic goes out, you know, and true emotion comes out. So here's what I want to share with you. There's so much more. Here's Daily Thought from the Hill. My home church, Hillside Chapel and Truth Center. Listen to this. Check it out. You've never heard this before. You've never heard it before. You've never, trust me. I am always connected to God. You can get intellectual about that, but just let those words speak to you. I am always connected to God. We are humans having a spiritual experience. We're part of God, and God is part of us. When we realize this, we understand that we are always connected to God. God is the joy, the peace, love, and prosperity that we seek. Our connection and our good always presents. Okay, let's read that again. Our connection and our good are always present. If we feel disconnected, it is only a thought, not the truth. If we feel disconnected, it is only a thought, not the truth. We are always connected to God. I acknowledge the presence of God each and every day. I awake each day, giving my first thoughts to God. I take moments throughout the day to be still, to consciously feel the presence of God. I acknowledge God in each and every person I see, in each experience of the day. Thank you, God, and so it is. That's a thought from the hill, from the higher place of your consciousness called the Hillside. To find out more about Hillside Chapel and Truth Center, it is hillsideinternational.org. Hillsideinternational.org. You can sign up, get your own daily thought every day in your email by subscribing online. That moment was brought to you by Hillside, but they didn't ask me to do that. But, you know, I like to share the love. I am always connected to God. Are you always connected to God? Even when you are frustrated, do you feel connected then? Because the truth is, God is all there is. You may have a thought that there's something else, but it's just a thought. It's just a thought. Now, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. And while we're taking a break, we just lovingly ask you to share the show with your friends. Click the like button, post it, tell folks, scream it, tell your dog. Listen to that nutty professor. He will calm you down. Glenda just said, usually her dog is loud and running around now. He's just chill. I don't know if it's a he, but he, she, it. It's just chilled. That's what happens. We raise your vibration to recognize who you are. And when you connect with who you are, even though sometimes you're in the storm and you're, okay, even if I can't swim, something is going to help me through this. Keep your eyes on love, because today, as for me and my house, we are serving love. We're going to take a break. We'll be back, take some calls, and continue. Maybe we can do some definition of what love is in this context, because sometimes we get confused about love. I don't have nobody in my life, so I don't know how I can serve love for the Western woman. I am serving nobody. Like, nah, we're equal. Go sit your hips down, literally. Okay, stop it. Okay, it's time to take a quick break before I lose my audience. Mark Victor Hansen, rescue me, please.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 We are one.
There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
I know that's right. Yep, you better believe it, Carly. I hear my voice when I hear you sing. That's why I'm going to just let you do what you do, because we are one. Carly Jackson. Carly, C-A-R, okay, C-A-R-L-L-I-E, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. Find her on Facebook, beautiful sister. We are one, and you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. We are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, every day. Well, live. And then the show is archived. And then you can also listen to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on Within Radio every Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, Within Radio. The show is syndicated. You can go to inspiredbroadcasting.com to find out more. Carly Jackson, thank you for reminding us. Now, I'm coming to Rebecca, but before I do that, I think it's Rebecca. But let's see here. Cheryl, Forsaki, you said, and I'm not sure particularly if you're responding to what Zoe or Peacemaker was saying in the chat room, but even still, even or respond to what I said. You said, I have to remember that. I don't know what that is, but that's irrelevant. What's more important is that so much fear, trying to overcome that. So much fear. I want you to just try this on. Now, first of all, the things that you're calling so much fear, where is it coming from? Is it outside? Is it within you? And really, the fear, if there is so much fear, so what does that mean? Does that mean you can't be who you want to be? Does that mean you can't do what you want to do? And this goes for everybody that's listening. So when you say so much fear, I have to remember that, which is similar to what I said earlier. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to get still. I know I'm supposed to blah, blah, blah. I know I got to forgive, but it's just hard. So you said, I have to remember that, so much fear. But you know what? The fear that you see, fear that you experience is simply a reflection of your own belief system. That goes for all of us. The love that we see, the love that we feel is a reflection of our consciousness. So if you're not good, I'm not just talking to Forsaki in the chat room, all of us, if you're not good at labeling circumstances because you're prone to label it bad, wrong, evil, then just stop it. Just say, I'm not good at labeling things. I mess things up. I don't know what's happening. Glenda shared her story. You know, she talked about she wanted to move and then she didn't and then start looking for places and she's glad she didn't put the money down. But sometimes we don't even know. Maybe that, clearly, but maybe you need that distraction so that what you're intending, what you're affirming, what you're creating, what you're visualizing can be made, created for you. You catch a thought,
And that thought already exists. The idea is already present. But it might need some time because we're on this planet for it to come together. Maybe the perfect person is getting the job so they can hire you rather than you saying, I can't believe I can't get a job. Everybody I meet are just mean. They're not compassionate. But while you're focusing, while you're intending, while you're praying, while you're recognizing, while you're serving love, maybe the right person is getting ready to be put in the position to interview you. Maybe the car that you need hasn't been delivered to the dealership yet. Maybe the house that you want is being built. Maybe the mate that you're looking for, the husband, the wife, whatever, you know, they're in a different country. But the universe, life, is putting everything together so you meet one another. And you might just say, you know what, I don't feel like going to work today. I'm going to call in sick. I'm calling in sick. Really, you're calling well, but you probably won't get paid. But I'm going to call in sick. And then you're lying down in bed feeling sorry for yourself. And, you know, you used to spend so much money on coffee in the morning. And this morning you say, flip it. I'm going to Starbucks and get myself one of my favorite latte or coffee or whatever it is. You're feeling all miserable, and you walk into Starbucks, and this person catches your eyes. You're like, you look away, like, I'm not dressed right. Of course, this is the females, because brothers, we always think, whatever we're wearing, we got it going on. But anyway, sisters, you say, I don't have my makeup on. I'm not making eye contact. And before you know it, the person comes next to you, they ask you something, and you share, and you're like, ooh, what's going on here? And before you know it, you've got yourself a partner, and you're like, oh, my God, it's the best thing that happened to me, and all that other stuff. Trust the process. That's all I'm saying. It's so much more than that, but the most important thing is to trust the process. When we trust the process, we can. That's allowing love. When we resist the process, that's fear. When you resist the process, I hate this, I can't stand this, why is this happening to me? I thought I'm beyond this, oh, I can't believe I'm still dealing with this flip. You know, shut the flip up and relax. This doesn't feel good. I don't know if I can do this. I need some help. I am scared. I am afraid. I need some support. That's allowing love. I don't think I have what it takes. That's allowing love. To tell the truth, I don't really know what I should do. It seems like it's a good idea, but I don't feel strong. I don't feel confident. I'm really nervous. I know I've asked for this all my life. Now it's here. I'm nervous. That's allowing love. That's allowing life. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. Fear or love? You have a choice. Rebecca, who are you serving this morning, this afternoon, this moment? You're like, myself. Oh, man, why is he going to ask that question like that?
Oh, I love it, myself. And I realize I'm resilient. That would be the word for the day, resilient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
yes.
Awesome. And I always seem to call like right after Glenda or tune in right as Glenda is getting on. So I just thought, there's my sister friend, and we've spoken so much about her trials and tribulations in New York. Granted, in New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
So awesomeness. And like I told her, you know, it's going to be all good, and I am in a place of, I could be freaking out, which, you know, I'm up and down there. But if you look at it and take a step back, you go, oh, my goodness, in every moment I have had a meal. I haven't missed a meal. I have gas in my car. I'm able to assist my father for furthering a vision. In fact, we're going to be providing our, well, he's already been accepted as the artist on this project, but we're taking it to it's for the veterans of foreign wars. It's a memorial for representing the full vision and concept for the sculpture statue and all that stuff in El Paso, Texas, for the Vietnam veterans. So I get to use my talents that I've learned being a paralegal, drafting an agreement for that, and, you know, making everyone feel comfortable. Not a contract, but
right.
Agreement. And getting really, help my dad get real clear about it. And,
you
know,
you're still in
Are you still in Texas now?
I'm still in Texas.
Okay.
And I am stopping myself from calling it Hell Paso.
Oh, Lord, El Paso. Okay, good. I'm glad you're stopping yourself from calling it that. But why would you even want to call it that?
I know. It's called growing up somewhere that you wanted to always get out of. So 22 mm-hmm. years in San Diego, a bit of goodness, lived in Eden for a while, and now I'm back here. It's okay. It is all good, and that's what I love. Even as I was waiting to get on the phone, I was in line at Walmart, and I thought, oh, that's just funny. Line at Walmart, waiting for our day to get on. So I decided to take myself off headset as I was waiting for a price check. I said, oh, a day always says that we should never go a day without a day, so I think I'll let Lisa hear the music. So I put on VR1, so I put that on while I was sitting there.
Yep, don't go a day without Life Coach our day.
That's right. So, thank you very
much. I'm so proud of you.
I thought it was wonderful to actually tune in at a time to go, okay, hello, little inner reminder, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Mhm. Mhm. And great and wonderful things happen when we embrace what is, when we embrace where we are. Because when we fight where we are, we're resisting. I mean, clearly, as you're demonstrating and revealing to us now, this is a place you didn't want to come back to, but now you have an opportunity to use your skills, your experience, your talents, and who knows what can come from that. So
exactly.
Keep doing the work, keep listening, keep paying attention, and sometimes the birthing process feels like hell, but it's okay. Just keep breathing and pushing. Just keep breathing and pushing. Because once you give birth to that wonderful idea and when you say it's like, oh, my God, this is the best thing I ever seen. It's so beautiful. Oh, God. You know, then you experience heaven on earth. It's all
That's
the
true.
Same.
That is true. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is today at 7, that meeting. Hopefully everything goes off with, you know, a wonderful flying red, white, blue colors. And,
no,
you know, hopefully I get to do something that helps raise some money for, you know, the Vietnam veterans. Agape.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's just interesting. All these little things, when all the puzzle pieces start connecting and you see it right before your eyes. And, you know, told my dad, I said, there's a gentleman raising money at Agape to help soldiers transition because there's so many. Mm. That are passing on right now, daily. I said, and wouldn't it be beautiful if a part of money, because, you know, we could raise way above the cost of what it really costs to make this statue.
Right.
So how fabulous if we can give a percentage and help, you know, create more circulation in that, you know, in that demographic, help those that really help them. Not just have a place to go sit, ponder their past loved ones, but actually help the ones that are still on earth that are just going through those times. That's a pretty powerful place to be. So I think
let's look at it
this way, you know, let's do something powerful. And Michael Beckwith says, create more circulation. Bless the, what is it, bless the something in the currency, how he says, promise
mm-hmm.
promise.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So you get to be the channel through the current of love get to flow through you. So you're right where you need to be, and your soul brought you there, and I'm grateful to know that you are saying yes, and just allow God to surprise you, allow life to surprise you and say, whoa, I did not know it's going to be anything like this. I appreciate you, my sister. Keep loving, keep living, keep walking, and trusting, trust the process. Peace and blessings. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. We have so much to give. We have so much to release. And life, your soul, will put you in a place where you can express yourself. Because you know why? There is a song in your soul that is saying all is well. You got to be willing to release it and trust the process. Even if you don't like what you see. Karen Drucker, there is a song
in my soul. We'll be right back. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. There's a song in my soul.
It sings I am whole. Everywhere I go, it sings I am whole. There is a song in my soul. It sings I am whole. Everywhere I go, it sings I am.
About it as far, you guys didn't even touch it,
But no, I'm not judging myself. It's just a way to measure and remind myself that I need to just do a little bit of work. Just a little bit of work. There's potential there. You're listening to the... Oh, God. Oh, why is God making me do this? Yeah, that's right. God is making me do this. I didn't want to sing. I said, go ahead and sing. I dare you to sing. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. That was Karen Drucker, karendrucker.com, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Drucker, D-R-U-C-K-E-R.com, to find out more latest CDs and all that she's doing. Speaking of a song inside of you, speaking of healing, thinking about taking care of your body and health and serving love, there are many ways to serve love. Now, Michelle Martin, it's nice to see you. You must be a first-time listener. Welcome. I'm trying to do a snoop on you, and I got two different information. But anyway, I digress. It's like, really? But anyway, it's nice to see you. Welcome home. We've been waiting for you. You took a while, but, you know, everything's always in divine time. So we're grateful you're here today. You're officially part of the family. But even if you don't come back, you're still part of the family. So we're going to love you. Okay, so for those of you who don't, I had Bruce Lipton join me yesterday. Those of you who were here, you already know. I mean, I'm not joking when I say this, I am still feeling the high vibration from yesterday's show. And what Bruce brought to the table, he activated me, I know he did, and other listeners, activated us on such a cellular level and empowered us, reminded us to make choices that aligns with our true self by the thoughts we're thinking, so that the brain could do what it needs to do to create the perfect chemistry for the blood, so that your genes can just flourish, your cells can celebrate. You have the power. You have the power to create your own reality and not feel like a victim. Regardless of what your doctor is telling you, regardless of what your family told you, all that BS about, oh, well, it's in the family, it's just a matter of time before it gets you. Well, no, you can change that belief. Yes, you can. And if you need some help or not, you just need some inspiration. If you check out my Facebook page or one of the fan pages, the Life Conversations Radio Like Page fan page, or the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, I posted something yesterday called The Cure. Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, Marion Williamson, and some other Sue Mortar, powerful lady, they're part of this documentary. They're just reminding us what we know. That we are one with the one. We can choose to love. We can choose to use our mind for what we want. We can choose to forgive, eat food that nourishes our body. Now, that website, I can't remember their website address, but anyway, well, actually, I'll find it. But they have a documentary, and they charge, the documentary is like, I think it's Cure is, I'm multitasking. The Cure is, I think it's like $10 for the DVD. You may be able to watch it online for $5.99 or something like that. But they are doing something special, something different. They're actually making it available for you to watch free online. So when you register, you have to subscribe to them, and they'll send you email back and forth. Anyway, I watched it yesterday, and I encourage you, if you have anybody who has a health challenge, somebody who's just thinking, and you, even if you don't have a health challenge, because we don't really want to wait till we have the health challenge to get the helpful information, not just the helpful one, but the healthful information. Do it in advance, so when you do have a challenge, you experience enough to handle the situation, like a paramedic. A paramedic doesn't get training when there's an accident. They get trained in advance so that when there's an accident, they can deal with the blood and all the other stuff. So I invite all of you to go to my web, my fan page, or just Google The Cure is Movie. The Cure, C-U-R-E, is movie.com. Now, I don't know in their world where it will give you the information, but just go to my Facebook page or the fan page, and if you
want to know if you, we're not friends on Facebook, tough love. Let's say something else in English, tough something, but no. You can reach me now, let me know while I'm live, or send me an email, ask@lifecoachade.com, and I'll send the information to you, ask@lifecoachade.com, Ade is A-D-E. But you, I mean, it's important to feed yourself, to nourish yourself, even if you already know. Now, when I watched that, I was celebrating the awareness. Because this is the field that I'm in, it wasn't like, oh my God, new discovery. But it's important to feed our mind, to create a new pattern, to instill in our subconscious mind, as Bruce was telling us yesterday, so that when we're in a, when there's a crisis, when something's happening, the information, because you've recorded it in your operating system, when you need it, it will just pop up, as you do on a computer. When you wake up in the morning, turn on your computer, you go to Facebook, Twitter, wherever you go, check your emails, you click this, push that, and it comes up, because it's already in the operating system. It is important, I see. It is important. I'm reading something, Chairman. Okay, I'll come back to it. I like that. I like that. It is important for you to feed yourself before you're hungry. Sometimes some of us wait till we're hungry, like me. I wait till I'm hungry till I think, oh, I need to go to the grocery store. But if I'm not hungry and I'm at the grocery store, I'm like, I don't need anything. Or if I'm hungry, that's when I want to cook. When I'm not hungry, I don't have time to cook. It's jacked up. But when we talk about serving love, to serve love, you got to prepare yourself. You got to prepare a table before yourself so that love can show up. You got to create the space emotionally. You got to create the space psychologically. You got to create the space mentally. See, there is no spot where God is not. And as I read earlier in the Daily Thought from the Hill, that we are always connected to God. If you feel disconnected, it is because, it's simply just to say, it's a thought. And you can change that thought. You can change that thought. And yes, there are stories about why it's hard, but that's all it is. It's a story. It's time to tell yourself a different story. If you got dirty laundry and you know that your uniform, your clothes, or whatever you needed the next day, are you going to stand there saying, oh, I can't believe all my clothes are dirty. Oh, this, I'm just pitiful. I can't believe my clothes. Just pick up the flip and don't do the washings. Just do what needs to be done. Stop tripping about, I'm not spiritual enough, I'm not that. Just accept God right here, right now. Goodness, mercy is waiting to flood through you all the days of your life. Michelle said, there is a song in my soul that has yet to be sung. For God, my Father, my Creator, is preparing the music for it. Thanks, I love that. As long as you're doing your work, so when the music is downloaded to you, you're ready to go to press. Don't wait on the music. It doesn't sound like it. But just in case anybody say, well, there's a song in me, it's waiting to be sung, and God is preparing the music. Don't wait. Just say, well, I can't do anything because God is preparing the music. No, do what you need to do. Stop preparing yourself. Stop talking to people. The music is about to come. Looking at how you can promote the music. Now, some of you get, I'm saying, I'm not just mean music songs, but I'm talking about the gift that is within you. And the truth is, Michelle, come closer. Just between you and I. Because I don't want you to feel like I'm picking on you. I don't want anybody to hear this. God has already written the music. The music is already written. That's why you know there's a song waiting to be sung. So God is saying, baby girl, I'm waiting on you. So I hope you ain't waiting too long. It's already written. You just step out there, grab that microphone, and you be like, woo! That's when you say, my God, it's good. I didn't know the song was ready, but whoa, I grabbed that microphone and the song was coming out. I stepped out in the world and people wanted my service. I shared my painting with somebody and they were moved to tears. I wrote a book and I'm in second print. And a publisher is calling me. Oh, my God. I did not know this. The truth is, God can only do for us what God can do through us. Just let that sit for a minute. God can only do for us what God can do through us. Now, I don't know how you interpret that, but let me tell you what I mean. You've got to become a vibrational match to what you want. You've got to be that place where God gets to express. It's sometimes as simple as being willing to hold the door for somebody else. Sometimes it's just as simple as willing to be a customer service agent's target. Customer service agent is going to go beyond the call of duty target. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. You just want to do something different. Even though the policy says something else, you put yourself in, I'm just going to be different. And in that space, you allow God to be revealed through it as you. Yeah, I know, I'm crazy. Ooh, but anyway, I got my focus on the target of my life, so I'm not tripping about other people using the name. But no, let's get back on track. Let's really focus. When you set the intention to serve love, to be love, to express love, you look for ways to be loving. You look for a way to express love. You look for a way to be caring, to be compassionate, to be understanding. You look for ways to listen. You may stand in a grocery line and the person ahead of you needs a dollar or they need some money. Now, you might say, I can help. This is all I got. Now, I'm not necessarily going to just tell you, pay the difference if you can help them. Yeah, that's one option. But the other option is, if you feel like you want to help, rather than tell yourself, I wish I can help if I had the money. Now, you probably have the money, but you're thinking, this is all I got. So in that moment, when you say, I wish I can help if I had extra money because all I got is this and I need it, in that moment, just stop, drop, and unfold. What does that look like? Stop the foolishness and talking about, I wish I can help. Well, either you do or you don't. Drop, go in consciousness, just drop, go deep down in your consciousness. Take a breath and let the truth unfold and ask, should I contribute to this person who doesn't have enough money? Is it the highest and the best to give in this moment? And you will hear, you will know if it's in the highest and best for you and the person to say, oh, here's the extra. Because sometimes, you know, the intellectual ones might be saying, what do you mean? Is it highest and best? You just give somebody his help. It's all about giving. Giving doesn't matter. No. Sometimes people give to look good. Sometimes people give to get. Sometimes people say, I'm going to serve. I'm going to give back to the community because they're expecting something back. The truth is, when you learn the laws of the universe, when you give, yay, you just know you're going to get something back. You know it's going to come back to you. But if you're doing it as in, I've got to do this so I can get that, then you end up looking for that particular way you've created in your mind and how it's going to come back to you. You keep looking and keep looking and keep looking, and then you're missing the blessing going by you. You say, this is it. Don't distract me. It's coming this direction. You should see the movement I'm doing in here. I moved away from my computer. But, you know, but when you give and you allow God to surprise you and you allow the gift to come back to you in ways beyond your wildest dreams, yeah, that's when you really know. That's really when they say God is good, you just like, yes. It's like, you know, you can say all the time or not, but you just know it is truth. It's like saying the sun is shining. Okay, big deal. It's the season. It's the fall season. Okay, big deal. So when you practice the law, when you embody the law, when you use the law, God is good all the time. But it's like, yeah, as opposed to what? So when I say ask if it's the highest and the best to support somebody, that's you surrendering all your interpretation, your intellectual understanding, saying, here I am, God, use me. Sometimes you might not sure if you got an answer. But But if you could willingly let go, give from a place of love, so much so that by the time you get out the door, you forgot you gave the money. You're like, oh, yeah, I did help you. And they say, thank you. Like, oh, now that's freedom. That's surrender. That's yielding to your greater good, because you only get to keep what you give away. You only get to keep what you give away. And when you give, you open up the channels of blessings. And sometimes you give money and you think money's going to come back to you a certain kind of way, because you want to pay your rent or you want to pay your car note or you need money for what, blah, 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 for a business. But maybe you get to experience perfect health. Maybe, you know, your relationship is harmonious. Maybe you get to have a deeper understanding, a relationship with God, with goodness, with the goddess, and, oh, I know who I am. But if you say, it's God, because I gave money, money's going to come back, you miss all the blessings that are right around you. You miss the fact that you can breathe without trying hard. And even if you're using a gadget, a machine, that you can afford it. And even if you're not paying for it, that you have insurance to cover it. And even if insurance can't cover it, right now you have the machine, the oxygen tank to help you breathe. There's always good. You've got to look for the good in all of life. As for me and my house, I will serve love. I don't care what's going on. It's challenging. It's painful right now, but I'm focusing on love. People call you delusional, and you say, well, guess what? You're the one trapped in delusion. But you know what? I'm serving love. I don't even need to explain to you, because you're on your own soul journey. I let you go through and grow through whatever you need to go through. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Let me read something here. I am your host, the Naughty Professor, the riser of vibration. Well, that's also known as a healer, because that's what healers do. Healers raise your vibration. They raise your vibration because they've learned how to raise vibration. They're tapping into that fire within themselves, their passion. They're seeing the good in life. They're making themselves available. That boy, while they're healing you, they're getting healed too. They're like, oh my God. We all can relate to it. Have you helped somebody who's in need and receiving it, and they're affirming what's happening, affirming you, you're affirming them, and by the time you two finish, or three or four, or a mastermind group, everybody leaves feeling like, oh my God, I love this group. I love you. Because collectively, we are raising the vibration. When you raise the vibration, you experience love. When you're feeling all, I don't know why, yeah, I don't like the government is going to hell, oh, blah, 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 yeah, you know, it's just another day, oh, God, so is your body. Your body is responding to all that foolishness, because that's all it is. That's all it is. And if you take offense to that, so be it. And if you took offense to that, here's something for you. Just let it go. Oh, I was going to play another song there. But I'm going to play this song now. I was going to play a song, I forgive. But when I said let it go, I heard to play Cynthia James. What is blocking you from your good? What is blocking you from experiencing all of life? What thoughts are you holding that is convincing you that to stay where you are, when something inside of you is saying, no, keep walking? What is stopping you? What is blocking you? What is getting in your way? Who are you mad at? Who can't you forgive? Who mistreated you? Who betrayed you? Who stole your money? Who stole your wife? Whatever it is, let it all go. I can't just let it go. Yes, you can, because you're blocking yourself. It's like holding onto a knife, a sharp knife, and you're bleeding. So I can't let it go. And you tighten your hand. I can't let it go. Let it go. Cynthia James, surrender, let it all go. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Let it all go. I know that's right. Don't you know God is here? Don't you know love is here? I mean, come on, let it go. Come on now. Let it all go. It's not giving up. It's yielding to your greatest good. It's yielding to the all good of life, the all good of God. That's right. So whatever happened that broke your heart, thank them. They broke your heart open to love. You've had your heart closed because you were afraid, because you were programmed to be afraid of strangers and not trust anybody. So, but you haven't learned the lesson, so somebody comes in your life and breaks your heart open. And someone said, well, but when my heart is broken, it'll never be the same. You don't want it to be the same. It was closed. Let it go. Surrender. Let it all go. God is here. Good is here. Life is here. Abundance is here. Joy is here. Peace is here. As for me and my house, I don't know about you, we are serving love. Even while I'm tripping, I'm going to serve love. Even while I'm judging, I'm going to serve love. Even while I'm being critical of my life, I'm going to serve love. How do you do both? I just told myself, look at you, being all critical. Look, you're just yielding to your egoic mind, thinking you know how your life is supposed to turn. Oh, aren't you just cute? Oh, come here, let me give you a hug. Yes, you got to entertain yourself. Cynthia James. Let it go. CynthiaJames.net. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it flow. Too many people are afraid to cry. The gift of tears is you get to release all the stuff you can't talk about. You get to release the pain that was stuck in your cells, in every part of your body. People apologize for crying. Come on. Heal yourself, free yourself, let it flow. Don't just let it go, let it flow. Let it glow. When you let it go and you let it flow, you can glow. You are listening to the Ask Life Chatting Radio Show, and we are getting ready for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And that's the story of four. I'll see you soon. Celeste, how are you doing, my friend?
I think I was missing you. Hello, beautiful family. You've been cutting up in my absence, haven't you?
I have been cutting up. You weren't around to get me in check, to talk to me on Instagram, to tell me, boy, behave. I've just been cutting up. But
we're
anything that you hear... Well, I'm a mess. Of course I'm a mess. I mean, come on. I love my mess.
You're the messenger. That's right. How do you say it, though?
I love my mess, and because I've learned to embrace my mess, I get the message. Now that I got the message, I can be the messenger of love, of truth, of transformation. So if you're afraid to embrace your mess, stop running.
You better preach. I love it. See, this is why I come back every day, whether I'm on the show or not. You rock. I'm going to get to it today because I want to hear some more. I'm so upset that I missed everybody, but I was present where I was.
You were here. We knew you were here. Welcome home. You were doing what you need to do. You were serving love where it was needed. You know, sometimes you got to be somewhere else because your presence is needed physically.
Indeed.
And we trust love, so we ain't tripping. We trust it. Okay, go ahead. I'm done.
And we have the archive. I can always go back and listen.
That's right. And you can hear Glenda been talking about you. Rebecca's been talking about you. Tracy's been talking about you. No, I'm making that up. I'm making that stuff up.
They were love notes.
I know, right?
All right, I want to get to it. You already gave up the number of the day. Oh, can't help yourself.
I did? I didn't know I did. Oh, okay. All right, let me mute myself then so I don't give too much away.
There you go. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 4. The number 4 is known for its stability and groundedness in numerology. It makes an appearance in the medicine cards as the deer, which reminds us to be gentle and compassionate with ourselves and others. Our 4th chakra is our heart chakra. This is our house of unconditional love. It's also called Anahata. In Sanskrit, it means unhurt, unstruck, and unbeaten. The 4th letter in the alphabet is D, and words like direct, dream, and divine connect us to the magical power of 4. Now, 4 also shows up as the Emperor in tarot cards, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. The Emperor is astrologically associated to the sign of Aries, the fire starter of the signs. It's known as the daddy of tarot, and depending on what stories you have about father energy, the Emperor can be a loving protector or a dominating controller. Unbalanced masculine energy is devoid of feminine energy. The ensuing battle is what causes the heartache and has us feeling hearts broken. The Empress gives birth to the Emperor. She comes before the Emperor, and that's a pretty important distinction. Not to say that she is better, but to let us know that she is needed. She brings forth creation, and the Emperor brings it into form and order. It is the dance of the sacred masculine and the feminine. We have both energies running within us, but there has been more focus on just get it done, without making sure we respond to all of life. The balance of the male and female gives us compassionate power to direct our life and create heaven on earth. When the Emperor energy walks alone, then he's not building a house of love in which creation may nourish. This is when we see an increase of war within ourselves and also in our society. It shows up as competitiveness instead of cooperation. So, the question on the table is, which one will you serve today? Remove the roadblocks to love within you, and you will free everyone else by leading from your example. When we show up, we become the architects of a new blueprint. We don't have to be dominating and controlling. We have set our hearts and minds to serve love. All is well. And that's the story of 4 through the Emperor in Tarot. I'll see you on Monday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Wow. Now, listeners know that, I don't know if they may not remember. You send, for the most part, you send your celestial moment to me. And the only reason I know the number is because you put in the subject. But I didn't read it. And so when you talk about 4 representing the heart chakras of love, I'm just like, oh, my God. Why? Because today we're talking about, as for me and my house, we will serve love. We can't plan this stuff. It's already done.
Indeed.
Man, when I heard it, my head did a 360. Yes, it did. It went, kept going round and round.
That was
that for a visual. Yeah, if your head goes 360, you're going to end something. Something's going to snap. What?
Something is going to snap. I found something really funny while I was in my other place doing something that... Okay, look.
Yeah.
When I'm in a meeting and I'm a little bored, yeah, I said it, I start adding letters and words and everything. And I thought it was really interesting. I know, right? Okay, I know. But love... Yes, love equals 9 a day, and 9 is the hermit. So guess what? It starts within.
That's right.
I've never done
yeah.
that before. But that's it. I just wanted to share that with you.
See, that's the gift of being in the meeting and being bored. You know, when you're bored, you can create something new. Boredom is a sign you've emptied your mind. It's like, oh, I'm not stimulated. Can I have something else? And you found something. Yeah.
I sure do.
I mean... You know, with the things that I learned from the guests and when you do Celestial Moment, it just lets me know that life is already written. We're living it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're living it out. The energy of the day is 4. We're talking about love. You didn't figure that out yesterday and say, okay, because... No, and actually, I don't want to do that. I love the idea of just following my inner guidance and just watch life surprise me. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
My pleasure.
And I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Let's see what they're saying about you in the chat room. I think they're talking about you in the chat room. But thank you.
Celeste, I missed you.
Where you been? Don't do that. No, they didn't say that. Okay, bye, Celeste.
Okay. Goodbye.
I'm making up stuff now.
I love
you. Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. As I mute her while she's talking, I want to read this to you before we go. Love. 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 The unconditional love of life. I'm a nutmeg, I know. Love is an inner quality that sees good everywhere and in everybody. I can just stop right there. There's more. Love is an inner quality. Celeste just told us. It starts from within. You got to go within. Die to the old and tap into the love and let it all go. And then you'll be back home. Love is an inner quality that sees good everywhere and in everybody. It insists that all is good, even when you say, no, I don't see love in that fool, not in my ex, not in the government, not in that. No, love insists that all is good. And by refusing to see anything but good, it causes that quality finally to appear upmost in itself and in all things. Let me just read that again. I think I missed it. I know you guys caught it the first time, but sometimes I'm a bit on the slow side. You know, because English is not my mother's tongue. So let me read that again. Shut up. I'm talking to myself now. It insists that all is good, and by refusing to see anything but good, it causes the quality finally to appear utmost in itself and in all things. Love is the great harmonizer and healer. There's a scripture here that says, love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. The laws of the universe. There's more, but I'll just leave that with you. That's from the Revealing Word, a Dictionary of Metaphysical Terms. Get yourself one. Get you one. Get you some. It's ready, I'm ready. It's time to release the show and allow the show to go forth and multiply and inspire others and share it, post it, talk about it, set a group about it. Well, yeah, have a group around it. How about that? And then collect some money and be grateful and tell people to donate to the love basket, the love pot, and then send me a tithe. So it's time to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Woo-wee! Be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And allow the love to flow in and out. Be loved, beloved. And I just release this with this prayer. Ricky Byers Beckwith. Blessed always, the choir, Agape Choir, agapelive.com. Tune in for the play experience tomorrow, and I'll be back on Friday on Within Radio, and then on Monday, and check out the archive. I love you so much. Thank you for hanging out with me. It's been fun. I am so grateful for you. I know. This is a great song, but I got to finish saying what I'm saying. Blessed always, the Agape Choir. Let our joy be. Stop it! I'm out. Oh,
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.